Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hi there, it's Wendy McNeil with Charlie Jane Speakers, and thank you for listening in to today's podcast. Today I'm going to talk about optimizing the length of your speaker videos. When I see video on a speaker's website, I know they are serious about speaking. They probably get booked more often than speakers without any videos. Planners expect to see at least one video on your website. And if you are a serious speaker and want to grow your speaking business, you need a video. But I also get asked, how long should my video be? While opinions may vary, I feel anything really over 5 minutes is too much for a sample video because planners are in a hurry. I hear it all the time. They may be going through as many as 20 to 50 speaker websites looking for a great fit for their event. You need to highlight your best topics, your best interactions with the audience, and your optimal dazzling presence. If you've captured the event planner's attention, then they will review your one sheet. They'll look at your testimonials. With so much work on their plate, they may just click away from those 10 to 20 minute videos. They won't wait around for you to get to the point or for you to warm up the audience. I've been creating and editing videos for well over a decade, and the best advice I have is to keep it short. People have very short attention spans, and planners know what they're looking for. They're moving at lightning speed to find the right match. So, pull out your most dynamic pieces that will catch the planner's eye. Not a shot where you looked really good on stage because your hair was just perfect, or when you smiled so cute. Possibly you told a joke you thought was funny, but rather really think on what a planner wants to see. Okay? They want to see you rocking the stage, asking questions, the audience clapping, you being real, you being you, you interacting with the audience. That's what they want to see. Short, punchy clips that move at a very nice pace. A 30-minute video will never get watched. You know, they're out of time. They're out of time. Think of when you received like a thick brochure, okay? You looked at the cover and the title, and then you threw it in the recycling because it wasn't even worth the time to go through it, you know, to see if there was anything you wanted from it. Clicking away without saving your link or downloading your one sheet is the ultimate in recycling your speaking materials. All right? I want to save you time. I want to save you time and get you hired. Your long videos need to be clipped down to short, dynamic clips with many elements in place to make it an eye-catching sales video for you. Make them hire you on first view. Make them hire you on first view. It is said that you have about 10 seconds to catch someone's eye when they land on your website. A 10-minute video isn't going to grab anyone's attention in 10 seconds. And it may take more than 10 seconds to start because of maybe a higher file size. If you grab their attention in the first 10 seconds, hopefully you can keep the planner's attention for the 3 to 5 minutes it takes to give them a good idea of what you offer. If you draw them in, you know, they might poke around a little. You know, maybe they'll watch another video or download your one sheet, possibly look at a client list, read some testimonials. And you might get the call for the event. Always keep it short and sweet. Short and sweet. The best worst case scenario is that you leave them hungry for more. All right, respect people's time, especially planners, and you can get booked. That's it for today's podcast, and thank you for listening in. Take care.